Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Secret to Happiness on the Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, where I reveal the secret key to unlocking your happiness so that you can be happy every day, no matter what is going on in your or anyone else's life or on planet Earth, and how to lead a happy and fulfilling life. So that you are not full of regret when it's time to kick the bucket because you didn't pursue your dreams. So enjoy my video and podcast. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. And my videos, podcasts, and all the other goodies I produce, I reveal the master keys of success, happiness, wealth, freedom, everything that you want so that you can create those desires into physical reality. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings and go get yourself lots more supportive videos, podcasts, and supportive goodies at my website at zakiron.com. And, of course, get yourself a free copy of my book, video, audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The Secret to Happiness and the Top 5 Regrets of the Dying so that you don't die with 5 regrets when you die. The secret to happiness is to be happy with what you've got, but be eager for more. Wanting more without appreciating what you have is just a desperate attempt to get rid of your pain. And appreciating what you have without wanting more is denial of your creative nature and your natural state of being as a powerful creator of divine reality. To always want to create more and better things and grow and expand and improve everything. That's your natural state of being as a creator. No matter how good things are, if you are connected to your creative nature, you will always want improvement. And if you're not acting on those desires for improvement, then you are not growing. But instead, you are decaying and dying, which is what most people on planet Earth are doing. You can't help but desire improvement. The contrast of life ensures that. The experiences of what you dislike and don't want ensure your forward movement from a strong desire to experience the joy of being, doing, and having what you do want. And in the immortal words of Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotten. So if you're not actively doing whatever it takes to manifest your dreams and desires into physical reality, then you are denying your powerful creative nature. You are just decaying and probably unhealthy, and you're absolutely not happy. Because the only time you are really happy and fulfilled is when you are green and growing and actively pursuing your dreams, and when you are not. When you are playing the victim game and the blame game, and when you are making excuses for why you can't be, do, and have what you want, then you are not happy. And soon you will be unhealthy, and soon after that, you'll die a painful, horrible death with tons of regret. And there is nothing worse than regret from not pursuing your dreams. According to Bronnie Ware, an Australian palliative care nurse who cared for and counseled countless aged and dying people in the last 12 weeks of their lives, during those counseling sessions, she questioned them about any regrets they had about their lives or anything that they would have done differently if they could have changed things. And 5 common themes surfaced again and again with those people. So here are the top five regrets of the dying, as witnessed by Nurse Bronnie Ware. Number one, I wish I had pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. Number three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And number five, I wish I had let myself be happier. So what are you doing every day that ensures your happiness? Because the only reason you want anything is because you will feel good when you have it. So you might as well feel good now. And then you will attract all of the wonderful things in your life that match that joy. And you can accomplish that by being grateful and appreciative of the amazing things that you have created in your life. To appreciate the things that are going well and working well. Things that are easy to appreciate, like your lover or your children or your pets or animals or nature or travel and or this beautiful planet, beautiful nature around your house. Focus on the gold of life. And you will create more gold in your life. And enjoy the deliciousness of your desires. Enjoy the amazing feelings of being, doing, and having those dreams and desires in your life. And the joy they will bring. And they will manifest into your life. More wonderful, joyful things will manifest in your life. So be happy now, regardless of your circumstances or anybody else's circumstances. Be happy now, even though the money is not in your bank account yet, and the lover is not in your bed yet. And soon, the money will be in the bank, and the lover will be in your bed. So if you got something from this video or this podcast, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Help them live an absolutely magical, abundant, fun, healthy, wealthy life so that they don't die with regrets because they didn't pursue their dreams. And let's help you pursue your dreams. If you'd like to pursue your dreams, if you'd like to live a life of fun and adventure and excitement, contact me now on ilovefreedom.info and let you and I work and play together. Let's show you how to do that. Let's show you how to make your dreams come true. Let's show you how to have a happy and fulfilling life. And go get yourself a free copy of my book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy, abundance, adventure, fun, and more fun, and more fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!